Unlock your energy potential. Today, I want to dive into this aspect and this possibility of discovering how to harness our own personal energy to manifest something extraordinary, to bring our dreams to fruition, to heal our lives, to transcend obstacles and barriers that perhaps have been in the way of you creating and manifesting the life of your dreams. So remember, you're a vibrational being and you're resonating all the time, constantly, putting out to this field of energy that surrounds us your state of being. That field of energy listens, hears, reflects back. Listens, hears, reflects back. If you want to change what's happening in your life, if you want to heal your body, if you want to transcend your prosperity blocks, if you want to open to more passion and fulfillment in your life, you need to discover how to master your own personal energy. And one of the most important things that we can do is allow our energy to flow, to unlock our potential. And we do that by allowing ourselves to move through the tides and ebbs of our own vibrational experience. We've talked about this before, but we all have this tendency. When we feel sadness, when we feel anger, when we feel frustration, we get into judgment, we resist it, we make ourselves wrong for having it, we think we shouldn't be in that particular state, so we resist it, we slow the flow, we block ourselves. And as a result, we get stuck in loops of depression, sadness, anger, frustration, that eventually over time outpictures as disharmony in our health or in other facets of our lives. We want to be able to move through that and allow the energy to flow. So how do we do that? One of the most important things is to just allow the cloudy days to come. We just got done with rain here for like 3 days straight in Southern California. Unheard of, okay? But what happens? Yeah, we could get caught up in the rain and the misery of it all and not allow it to happen and try to keep our shoes dry and all that stuff and prevent it, but it doesn't work that way. But if you just allow it and realize it's going to flow through, and sure enough, today it's sunny. Today, yes, there's clouds, but the sun is showing and things are beginning to dry up. Everything moves through a tide and ebb. And when we don't allow our energy to flow, we stop our music. We stop what it is that we project out into the world. And we actually put forward a disharmonious frequency. It's kind of like playing and... but we don't allow ourselves to vibrate. When I do this... if I was to look at this in my recording studio, it would be up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. Creating this vibration, this resonance, this music. The same principle applies to you and to me. When we don't allow ourselves to go through our flow, we're in essence trying to play music like this, which... could be a good percussion thing, but it's not a great song in itself, and it's not going to create what it is that you want to create. So what I want to do is put us into a little musical piece to help dissipate some of the stuff that's in the way of you flowing through your energy and allowing your energy potential to move and open up to this possibility of healing your life, of transcending your challenges, of restoring harmony back to your body, your mind, and your spirit. So take some nice deep breaths. Vibrational being, so vibrate and allow yourself to move through the tides and ebbs of your own personal energy. Thank you. attention back to your breath. Remembering that who you are matters. Your energy matters. Let's take a nice deep breath. When we allow ourselves to move through the peaks and the valleys of our own resonance, we open the door to change that very vibration, change that very essence, and begin to project our music, our true essence, out into the world, to every cell and fiber of our being, and begin to restore harmony to the different aspects. But never forget this. In this experience, we go up here and down here. We move through the high tides and the low tides of our own personal energy. But when we let go of judgment, when we let go of resistance, when we let go of all the stories we tell ourselves of why we can't feel sadness or fear, we stop that flow and we put ourselves into a disharmonious state. The time has come for all of us to tune our strings and bring our music forward in the most beautiful and powerful ways. And as a result, you're not only going to transform your life, but you're going to transform the lives of those around you. So, no pressure, right? And it's a process. It's a practice. I have to tune my strings all the time. And that's why I invite you to come back to this channel on a regular basis to have the opportunity to tune your strings so that you can continue to move through your own personal vibration, begin to create the life that you truly desire, and begin to more powerfully impact the lives of those around you. Hey, if you want to deepen more into a dissipating through the energy blocks, make sure you tune in Saturday morning. I will be releasing a more in-depth process. And I'd love to hear in the comments, where are you stopping your flow? It's so powerful to be able to write it down, put it on paper, put it in comments. I'd love to hear where you're stopping your flow and your willingness to set the intention to move beyond it. Remember, the only way to begin to move through our challenges and our blockages of life is to set the intention to do so. And by doing that, and by proclaiming it, and by sharing it, we can begin to create a momentum that's going to move us through what has stopped us from bringing forward our music, our passion, and our calling. And as always, if you're not subscribed to this channel, make sure you hit the subscribe button, and we'll go from there. Oh, and I also wanted to let you know that next week I'm going to have some special guests coming on, an opportunity for us to learn how to master our eating, to optimize our energy, to accelerate our healing process, how we can get this gut back in harmony, and as a result, completely revitalize our physical well-being, of course, and that translate into our body, our mind, our spirit, all those different facets of who and what we are. I look forward to sharing this experience. I think you're really going to enjoy our time together. Other than that, take care. Have a harmonious day.